in terms of the reality on the ground, I don't think it actually relates significantly to it, because there is big problems. Like, for example, in Balbofay, the asylum seekers that have been housed there have no GP services available to them because they have no PPS numbers. They were moved up to Donegal Town without having the PPS numbers applied, or up to Donegal without having PPS numbers applied for, which means that they actually are using hospital services and ambulance service because there's no doctors available. And that's a shocking situation for them to be in. And actually, I think it's happening as well with Ukrainian refugees in Podkrana and Cardona as well, too, where they're using ambulance services because they have no doctors available. And very quickly, what you end up then is word going out in the community, oh, that these ones are getting access, better access and everything. It's because they have no access that they have to use this. And then we have situations as well where school children getting school transport, the school transport services aren't meeting the needs as well. And we've had a case in Killybegs recently where somebody had to support and pay for the school transport to actually get the Ukrainian kids to attend school as well. You know, so there might be high-level agreements and they might be working well at the high level, but it doesn't seem to be translating out into the ground, and I think that needs to be addressed.
On the specific issue of the PPS numbers, I'll look into that and look to follow up on that. I've always recognised that the scale of the challenge that both Ukraine and the increase in IP numbers, it is putting pressure on the system, and you can't have that number of people arrive in a country in a crisis situation without pressures. So there will be times where the system doesn't work as quickly as it should. And I understand that, and that causes frustration both for those in Ukrainians or international protection applicants who aren't getting the services as quickly, and it creates frustrations for everybody else as well. Like, we look at the situation in Berlin, they're housing thousands of people in tents, for example, because that's the pressure that's been put on there. We see in other parts of, I spoke to the Scottish minister. They're under huge pressure as well. And Scotland's a country that wants to support people, unlike maybe other parts of the United Kingdom. So there are pressures. There will continue to be pressures. And we will work together across government our best to identify them and rectify them as we come on. And where deputies raise them with me, I'll do my best to smooth them out.